I think very few people know the feeling of holding the Stanley Cup above their head, and our next guest is one of them. 720 WGN welcoming Brent Sopel to the show. How are you today, Brent?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing well. I watched a piece for your foundation, and oh my gosh, it really hit me hard. I have a family member that has dyslexia and really never found out till they were an adult, and they knew something was wrong, and they were held back a grade. They just didn't know what it was, and teachers weren't able to help them either. And it was your daughter who led to your discovery about dyslexia, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, 100%. It's amazing how early you feel different. But you know, I didn't find out until I was 32. You know, I was reading at a grade 4 level in high school, and you know you're different, and it's not fun to be called stupid. And to this day, I wake up every day feeling stupid because that's what I was told for many, many years.
Man, that's so hard. So you threw yourself into hockey and you were a superstar. What was it? 659 games, six NHL teams, but you still felt like something was missing?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it was a connection, and you know, you can't have connection without understanding. And it's funny, kids with learning disorders, their life expectancy is 15 to 20 years less than somebody who doesn't have it. And dyslexia is the key point to that, because it's misunderstood, misdiagnosed. You know, it's like 75% of bullying happening with kids with learning disorders because they don't know how to act. You know, the list goes on and on, and that's not fair for anybody to have that burden, but we can change that with more understanding, more advocation, more teaching, training, more understanding is the biggest component diagnosis. If you don't know, you'll never know.
Yeah, I saw on your website, it's sopelfoundation.org if you want to check it out, that 40 million Americans suffer and only 2 million have been diagnosed. I don't get why we're missing the point on getting the diagnosis early.
Well, you know, dyslexia is 1 in 5 and it's hereditary. So it's the second most common thing in the world next to cancer. And autism, you know, learning disorders, I think that's 1 in 40 right now, but it's not hereditary. You know, so it's sad that 20% of the kids in the classroom, your office, your listeners, they're dyslexic. And I say about 18% of them don't even know it.
Yeah. So once you saw your daughter was struggling, it was her diagnosis that led you to evaluate that maybe that was something you suffered from as well?
Yeah, correct. You know, I'd never heard the word, you know, growing up in Canada, never heard the word dyslexia until I got my daughter tested, and we're looking at the test results, and oh, that's me. You know, kind of went down the pattern and, you know, connected some dots and then started learning more about it to make sure she got her help. You know, that was when she was in grade 2. She's, senior in college now. You know, but that diagnosis and that understanding really changed the trajectory of her life because we really understood why. And that's what dyslexia is. We just learned a little bit differently. Our brains are wired with me. We can be great if we have somebody who understands us.
Brent, is she playing hockey?
No, I pushed her away. I said, you don't want to end up like your dad. You know, you can make more money elsewhere.
Hey, do you still get out on the ice once in a while?
Unfortunately, no. You know, it's not, it hurts too much, so it's not fun. But I'll get out there and teach the kids every once in a while. But no, I don't strap them on.
Yeah. Have you seen the Hawks in action this year at all?
No. You know, it's, I usually don't get downtown. I'm a burbs kind of guy. I'm way out in the countryside, so. And past my bedtime, you know, being old and retired and a grandpa, you know, 8 o'clock bedtimes for me. So I haven't made my way down to the UC.
Hey, Brent, what did you make of your former teammate, the captain, making a return to the NHL after a 2-year absence? He's off to a pretty nice start with Winnipeg.
You know, obviously amazing for him. You know, it's, you know, mental health and anxiety and all that kind of stuff. I live it every day. So, you know, for him to be, you know, under, you know, escaping from the umbrella that he said he was living under. Good for him.
So you're still in the area. You didn't go back to Canada. You're still living around here.
No, God, you know, my wife and my kids, and grandkids are all here. So this is home now. You know, when you got here 17 years ago, at some point in time, like I got grandkids, the kids dictate where you're going to be. And I'm a local in of Illinois for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're acting like you're an old man.
Yeah, I know. Grandkids, what's this about?
Yeah, I got grandkids. You know, my youngest daughter's 21 years old. So, yes, I'm old. I don't have quite the cane. So, but it's great. It's still good to be local and, you know, be part of Illinois.
So obviously, if you were struggling at school, I saw that you said it was like 8 hours of torture every single day, that you threw yourself into hockey. You excelled at a level that most people will never realize in their life. And yet that didn't make you feel as good as getting a diagnosis and understanding why you've been struggling?
You know, when you're a kid and you're misunderstood, you know, because what it is that, you know, we're born with our brain wired differently. So it's, you try and explain something, and you know they don't understand. And as a kid, that frustration just gets, you know, built up. Why doesn't anybody understand me? Why do they keep doing the things that I'm asking them not to do? And why doesn't it make sense? And why can the other kids do this? You know, kids stare at other kids young, and you talk about anxiety, and you talk about image, you talk about all that, and you just want to be cool and hang out with the cool kids and normal and have a friend. And a lot of kids with dyslexia don't have that social skills and don't have that friendship and that connection. And, you know, it was a long career in hockey without it.
And yeah, they don't realize for a long, long time that they do have it, right? I mean, I've talked to several writers, very creative people who were well into adulthood before they realized they had dyslexia.
Yeah. You know, I think Steven Spielberg was, you know, with 60, obviously, I was 32. You know, a lot of the generations, our older generation, find out through their other kid. You know, I just spoke to somebody in Florida. He was 64, and he's known he had it, and he's never told his wife, never told his best friends, and never told his kids till this recently. Because you can't do the simple thing is read, then you think there's something wrong with you, and you hide that. An embarrassment.
Well, you've had people tell you you're stupid, and you're not. You just have dyslexia. You know, you're seeing those letters backwards. Check this out at SopelFoundation.com. That's S-O-P-E-L Foundation.org, because it is a nonprofit. But the kids that you feature, oh my gosh, it's heartbreaking how they feel, and it's sad that we can't. We just can't make this a priority, but hopefully with your name and your support and hopefully the support of some of your other fellow athletes, maybe we can. But this is how people remember you, Brent. One of our texters said, Brent Sopel was the guy that passed the puck to Marian Hossa at the side of the net for one of the biggest goals in Hawks history.
Yeah. The good old days, that's like you said, when I could touch my toes without pain.
Somebody said on the text, they said schools do not diagnose dyslexia. Dyslexia has to be diagnosed by a physician. That's why so many students 100%. Go undiagnosed.
That caller is 100% right. They can only detect at school, but they could never diagnose. So whoever sent that, it was 100% right. And that goes back to the understanding and the testing. It's pretty sad when you have 50% of people in prison in the world with dyslexia.
Wow.
And here in Chicago, we talk about what goes on in the South Side, right? Take 23% of them can't read. What are you going to do, right? It's not right, but you're in survival mode, and you can't read, you do not get a job.
Well, I love that you are spreading the word, and we are here to help every inch of the way. So whatever you need, you just reach out and let us know.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Have a wonderful Monday.
You too. Former Chicago Blackhawks star defenseman Brent Sopel. It is SopelFoundation.org.